The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so you were devastated by this story, huh? This story's crazy. Oh my gosh, Michael Orr, the star of The Blind Side.
Man.
This whole thing is a hot mess. He has come out now and said that this whole time, essentially, he was tricked by the family, the Tuohys, the family in the movie that we thought was so great. Sandra Bullock played the mom.
Leanne, Sean. I don't know if Lil SJ has something to do with it, but the sister, all them.
He came out and basically said when he turned 18, he entered a conservatorship with them, and he didn't really understand. He thought he was being adopted, but he wasn't. Nope. It was a conservatorship, and at the time, they told him it's the same thing. It doesn't make a difference. Yet what seems really strange about the whole thing is that he was of sound mind. He was an adult. Asking an adult to sign into a conservatorship at 18 really doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
and we've gone through this with Britney. We've educated ourselves a lot about how it takes a lot to try to control another adult human being. In fact, nobody really should unless there's some kind of medical issue.
If you remember in the movie, though, this was somebody that really hadn't had a stable life.
No, he didn't know better.
And it's home, not, place, love.
He's
and,
the victim.
Man. Honestly,
he is the victim.
Oh my gosh. The fact that he just found out over the past year, this man is 37 years old.
He's grown
now. He's a whole 20 years removed from when this happened.
They made millions off of him, he said,
bruh,
because of the conservatorship.
Bruh.
And they told him that, you know, I'm sure it was sold to him like, look, we're here for you. We care about you. Let us help manage your stuff. But at the end of the day, whoever told him he needed a conservatorship as an adult is ridiculous. That he needed an agent and a lawyer to help him manage his money. That was it. He didn't need two people in charge of everything who then took his money, by the way.
I mean, 20 years ago, wasn't no NIL deals, wasn't no taking care of high school athletes. They honestly, if this is as true as it goes, because we don't know the full details, this is horrible, dog.
It is horrible.
And you're going to think conservation, the key word in that, conserve. He's thinking, oh, they're going to take care of me. Oh, that's what a conservatorship means. Just go ahead, sign, Michael. Go ahead and do it.
It's
they abused that man.
They did, yeah. Putting people under conservatorships is abuse if they don't need them. There's got to be a real good reason.
What you think is going to happen from this?
I don't know, but I know that people have said now Sandra Bullock, you know, should give back her Oscar and the movie is garbage now.
Whoa.
because the movie isn't...
It's false.
It's false.
It's a farce.
They didn't do all that for him. They made it look, you know, they helped him, but they also ripped him off and took advantage of him the whole time.
That was one of my favorite movies, too. I love sports movies, and that, for whatever reason, that...
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Wepa!
Guess what today is? The donuts are right over there. Come help yourself. Taylor, our coworker, came for the donuts because I brought donuts.
Swooped in and said, do what? Donuts.
You know what I said to her? I went across the hall and I said, come get some donuts for my kids, put their grubby little hands all over them and eat them all. Take as many as you want.
Make sure they
just
don't
one.
Eat more
Boo.
Than they need to.
I gotta keep up with Allie Faye.
No, you don't. Taylor, nobody can keep up with Allie Faye.
She has some challenge.
Oh, snap.
All right, so quiet on the set, please, because as you've now picked up, it is Owen and Hudson visit for August.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
That should be their theme song.
I'm fine with that.
Have they called 5 days in a row, though? I don't think so. Not in a row.
They called me 5 days in a row and annoyed me. They sure did.
That counts then. No,
they
that counts.
Hudson, good morning, by the way.
Hello there.
Hello. Good morning.
So they're starting school after Labor Day. DZ.
Yeah, so it's the end of it, y'all.
Yeah, this is the last appearance for summer, basically.
Dang. Yeah.
And then you guys are going back to school.
I mean, maybe we could squeeze one more.
Why am I on the peasants radio?
Oh!
The peasants radio?
Sir, all right, have you seen our numbers?
Thank you, DZ. If you saw the ratings, you wouldn't think this was the peasant side,
my boy,
okay?
You tripping.
Well, anyway, I'll introduce you to that another day. Okay, Hudson. I brought you on today to talk about Netflix profiles. Can we talk about this, Daisy?
And more than that.
And more than that.
Peacock profiles.
Oh, Peacock, yes.
Disney profiles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What else?
Profiles.
And
Hulu profiles.
Hulu profiles.
Prime.
No, we just call ourselves our normal names.
Okay.
And Prime Video.
The reason I wanted to bring up profiles on streaming apps this morning with Hudson in here is because every time now I get on one of my streaming services, DZ, I notice that there are 7 profiles.
Oh.
And they all have their own names.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why 7 profiles?
Because they're just continuing to make new profiles. You can make as many as you want. My children won't stop.
Got it.
So, guess what some of these profiles are named?
What are the names, dog? I don't even think I can guess.
The first one is named Fartsticks XD, not HD.
Oh, XD. Yeah,
that's actually my like regular profile, Fartsticks XD.
Oh,
that's
so you're Fartsticks. Got it. That's Fartsticks. Got it, Owen.
Profile.
Fartsticks.
Owen is now Fartsticks. Who named their profile King Bob?
Me! King Bob!
Hello, King.
Who's King Bob?
Him.
The amazing, the greatest minion ever.
Oh, it's a minion.
From the Minion solo movie. Mm-hmm. An Oscar-winning movie.
You're wrong.
Minion solo movie. Best animated movie.
Is there a reason none of our profiles have your actual names on them, Hudson?
Yes. Yeah, because our normal names would just be boring.
And the fans be watching, so you always got to use code names.
Oh, that's why they're using code names?
Yeah, you always got to use code names on the airwaves. No real names on the airwaves.
Here's another name. Bruh was one of the profiles.
That's Wait. Mine on Disney.
That's his.
Oh,
on
so
Disney.
You're bruh. Oh, you're also bruh. King Bob bruh.
Hudson, hold on.
You gotta talk. This is so cute what's happening right now. You have to talk into the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing this thing. Hudson, hold on. He's doing this thing where he's so excited. He's looking around the
to make eye contact.
To talk to you. Yeah. And he forgets he's not talking into the microphone.
Papa, just bring the mic with you. Come on, honey boy.
Yes. So
do
you know the chameleon from? Do you know the? Do you have Disney Plus?
I don't. I use somebody else's.
So if you've ever seen the profiles, have you seen the chameleon from Tangled?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the chameleon that has that funny face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's your profile image.
Yeah.
Ah.
And my name.
Bruh. It's fitting.
So I want to know if anybody has named their profiles weird stuff like mine, because when I get on streaming services, the profiles are named things like Fartsticks XD, King Bob, bruh, and then it's Mom, I'm the other one.
You got to change the name to something more fun.
There's one that says Allie, but otherwise it's normally Mom on my profile.
You got to do like Mama Bear 3000 or something. You got to change it to a cool code name. You can't just
Mama
be Mom.
Bear.
Mama Bear.
I know one.
You got to talk.
MB.
I know one.
Ah!
How about someone that would mess anyone up if they touched us?
I don't know if that's too long. That might be too long. You might need to use the first letter of every word.
Mama Bear's a good one.
You
gotta use that code name. My code name's King Bob.
All right, King Bob. Hold on just a minute. We got a show to do over here. 414-533-1037.
Boom!
Okay, now.
Hey, chill out. Okay? That's my job. Allie, do it again. 414-533-1037. Thank you very much. Trying to take my job.
Hudson just said,
1037.
Listen, he said, I'll do it next time. Like, he's directing this set over here. Listen,
boy, hold on.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take your calls next and your text. What do you name? You have any weird profile names on your streaming services? Or maybe you have an idea on what they should change their names to or mine.
What's your streaming service code name?
Is it Fartsticks? Like always?
Mama Bear.
103.7 KISS FM. 414-533-1037. That was
Olivia Rodrigo.
Thank you, Hudson Michael. That was Olivia Rodrigo on 103.7 KISS FM. We already knew that, but you know. Let him play DJ for a second.
I mean, yeah, he's saying the number, saying the song.
Owen and Hudson are here today, everybody, because it's their last appearance before they go back to school after Labor Day.
Last summer appearance.
Entering 4th grade and 6th grade. Ooh. I can't believe it.
Woo, where did the time go?
Woo. We find out who their teachers are next week.
Oh, you guys don't know yet?
Nope.
What?
Nope, but we're going to find out. Yes, Hudson.
I swear to God, if none of these...
If none of what? Don't say anything bad about any teachers.
If none of these kids' profile names are Gorilla Tag 9000, then I'll get angry.
Oh, he's going back.
Gorilla Tag is this VR game. It's like very, very popular.
Really?
Oh,
never heard of it.
Then somebody's name might be Gorilla Tag. You
might
know what
be.
I'm saying?
Okay, so DZ, I brought him in, and we're talking about streaming apps and how every streaming app in my house, no matter which one I get on, has the funniest profile names.
King Bob.
King Bob is one of Hudson's. What app is that on?
Peacock.
Owen has one named Fartsticks XD.
Shout out Fartsticks.
It's a picture of a monkey.
These are my children.
It's a picture of a monkey wearing like a zoo like outfit.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, Christina's in Milwaukee and she has something to share this morning. So, good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Christina, say hi to Hudson.
Hi.
Hello, girl.
Hudson's a riot.
He's a character.
I know.
I'm scared for my job. He might take it. Don't show him how to use the board.
I'm not showing him. I couldn't handle it.
I will.
Hey.
Listen.
Chill out.
Christina, good morning. What's going on, girl?
So, as you know, I have 4 kids. When I signed up for each streaming app, I put their names and let them pick out a picture. Well, they figured out how to work it within a matter of days.
Yeah.
And so now when they're mad at each other, they change each other's pictures and they change each other's names.
Oh, snap. Level up. My kids didn't think ahead to do it to each other. They only do it to themselves.
Guess who got the idea now, though? Wait, so what are some of the names they've changed each other's to?
So my oldest, her name is Ayana, and when she was a baby, we called her Nana Banana, but now she hates it.
Of course, of course.
So my 10-year-old will change her name to that.
The childhood nickname that you don't like no more.
Yep. Somebody texted in and said that many years ago when their brother and them shared a Netflix account, he changed the name to Erica. Because her name is Erica.
Erica.
So they spelled it A-I-R, like Erica.
Wrecker. Yeah. W-R-E. Goofballs, man.
That's funny. Yeah. Oh, man.
And then my oldest, she's like obsessed with cats, so then her brother also changed it to Crazy Cat Lover. And
they just know how to get under each other's skins, bro. Siblings.
Because then she'll put his name's Julian, so she'll put Juliana.
They be at each other's necks, big bag.
They're messing with each other.
Hey, you know what?
Christina, your kids are funny.
I'm going to become Batman for the rest of this thing.
But not until we change it.
I'm gonna be Batman.
Christina and I are talking about how to change it. That's the thing.
Now we got to change your profile names to Batman.
Batman.
Christina, thanks for your call.
Thanks,
we appreciate
girl.
You.
Bye.
You too.
Did you see this text from Erin in Sheboygan? She said, Booty Meat is my 8-year-old's Netflix name.
Oh!
Booty meat. What do they know about
me?
Don't even think about
what?
It, Hudson.
What?
No, you're not renaming it Booty Meat.
Do
got it?
Hudson.
Don't you dare.
Hudson, do
I
it.
I swear.
I'll rename it something else.
Oh, I'm scared, Savage.
Hey, DZ.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh my, guess who this one's about today?
I could only wonder. Tell me.
Surprise! Owen and Hudson are here, everybody.
Weba.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Entering 4th and 6th grade, and this is very important to What Would DZ Do today.
They're getting grown out here.
I'm coming to you for parenting advice.
Oh,
even though you just have a toddler and one on the way.
Right, I was going to say, I should be asking you for parenting advice.
There's a reason I'm asking you for parenting advice. You know why?
Okay, tell more.
Because growing up, DZ, I was the youngest of 2 sisters, and they were a lot older. So I kind of grew up alone once they were out of the house, I was like an only child, really.
Yeah.
These two, Owen and Hudson, are 2 years apart.
Right.
And you grew up taking care of your younger siblings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my young is eight years my young.
You're basically my older sister. Like, that's the age gap. You were the oldest and I was the youngest.
Bet. Okay,
right?
Bet. Yeah.
So I come to you for advice because as the youngest, and I never dealt with any of these issues.
You were the baby of the family.
I was the baby. I was the spoiled baby. That's why.
Everybody took care of you. You were like my wife. Yeah. Erin is the baby of the family. She the last child. Mm-hmm. She
so
got it all.
And we're the funnest. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Hudson? That's right.
I'm the smallest in the family tree.
You are the smallest in the family tree.
There you go. Another baby.
Owen's really funny too, though. But the problem I'm having, DZ, is Owen continues to talk to Hudson, and this might be a single mom problem too.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Hudson like he's in charge of him. Owen, would you like to speak on this?
I'm the man of the house. You got any problems? Talk to me personally.
Well then, sir.
Okay, well,
Well then, sir.
I respect it, but you're not in charge of Hudson. He's your sibling, you're not the dad.
Yeah.
And so, DZ, we have this conversation almost every day now, where I'm going, you're not in charge of Hudson. Stop bossing him around.
Right.
And the other day, they're physically fighting because they're 10 and 12.
They're brothers. And they're,
I could hear. Brothers. I could hear one of them downstairs. And all I could hear was this. And I go, who's hitting who?
Oh, they were swinging.
And they're downstairs. Like, I'm embarrassed to say it because I tell them not to touch each other, beating each other up, essentially. And they're laughing.
This
isn't funny. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Sibling activity, dog. Tell me you ain't never put your hands on your sibling.
Oh, I did.
Okay, look at that.
Yeah, we got in some big fights.
There was
a chair and a wall one time. I mean.
y'all did the Montgomery, Alabama chair?
My sister put a Aunt Jenny. Oh, and Aunt Jenny put a hole in the wall.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
Look at that.
My sister put a hole in the wall.
Speaking of holes in the wall, our dog put a hole in a wall in our bathroom door, and it's just annoying me.
Bella didn't do that. Bella didn't do that. One of you guys did that.
Bella did. She was stuck in it.
No. That's a lie, but a nice story. So, DZ, my issue is Owen's always trying to act like he's in charge. And Hudson, how do you feel about that?
I hate it.
Oh.
I hate it so much.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Do you listen to Owen when he bosses you around?
No.
Are you afraid of Owen?
No.
I don't mean like afraid, like he's gonna, I mean like he's your brother, so he's bigger than you. No? Okay.
Yeah, skirt.
Oh, and now Owen's giving him the you ain't scared of me look.
Oh, Owen. Oh. Okay, Owen, what you got to say about that?
All right. Fight begins now.
Stop.
Hudson should listen to me.
Round one, fight.
Okay.
Hudson should listen to me. You know, I have one thing that I want him to listen to me about. When he should turn down his Alexa.
Okay, so this is one of the complaints. The Alexa's too loud. So, DZ, I want your advice on what I need to do. Because all I tell them is to stop. I tell Owen, stop acting like you're in charge.
Yeah.
Once the older siblings boss it around the younger one.
Well, dog, this is a tale as old as time.
Mm-hmm.
These are not only siblings, but brothers. Close in age.
And the only two. And they go back and they do everything together. Remember, they go from my house to their dad's house. They do everything together.
So that's exactly what I'm going to say. They don't know how to not do things together. Love, laugh, argue, fight, annoy. Oh. So, boys, and I'm talking to both. I'm talking to both of you, boys. More Owen right now because the situation's about you, young man.
Oh.
Young man.
We don't need your input.
You,
Hudson.
Young man over there, buddy boy, hush up. I'm talking a fart stick.
Fartsticks XD.
XD. I'm talking a fartsticks XD.
Yes.
Listen, you're not a parent, and it's not apparent to you yet because I get you. You're the oldest in the house. You feel some responsibility. You want to not only take care of your mother, but take care of your brother.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way you can do that without being a parent.
Mm.
You guys are learning together. You guys are doing together. You guys are meant to take care of one another, not tell each other what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys can help each other with what to do, but you can't make each other do what you should do.
How do you feel about that?
If you want me to stop hitting him, then ask him to not turn off the TV when I'm using it.
Okay, DZ, continue on. I cut you off. Clearly that pep talk didn't work so well.
Let me just explain this in a nutshell, fellas.
Yes.
Y'all are meant to get bailed out together, not bail each other out all the time. Does that make sense?
Who says we're going to jail?
Hey, listen.
Better not be in jail.
True.
Nobody said you're going to jail.
It's an analogy, man. You guys are meant to do these things together.
Mm-hmm. Not against each other.
Not against each other. Together. And neither one of you is superior than the other. Mm-hmm. No matter how many battles you may think you need to face each other in, neither of you will ever be superior. Y'all are equals. Y'all are brothers. Y'all are one, and y'all are a family.
What did he say? Repeat it back.
Debatable.
You were going to do that. Owen's laughing. And you know what, DZ? You're right, because they get so scared when they don't have the other. They're probably going to get mad at me for saying this on the air, but if one is missing, the other one's like, where's Hudson? Where's
Man,
Owen? They get scared.
Where's
like,
my brother?
If we lose one in a store, they're more worried about it than me. Oh. They can't live without each other. So as much as they fight, and as much as Owen... I know Owen cares about Hudson, and that's why he's trying to boss him around, but he's got to stop because he's not in charge. Yes, Hudson.
We hate each other, but we got that sibling bond.
That's every sibling.
That's right.
You can be mean to each other, and then
he's like, if one gets lost in the store, he's like, wait, I need someone to play with.
Oh.
Hudson, yeah. Hudson.
And I got a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all don't stop putting hands on one another,
mm-hmm.
y'all going to have to get put into some contact or aggressive promoting sports.
Yes.
Only sports. And you guys can do these things together. If y'all like to box it out, y'all can spar it out. Y'all can get the equipment.
No.
Y'all can get the gloves. Y'all can hop on a mat. Y'all can go to the ring. We can do whatever. We can get you guys in some football. Come on, man.
I think that DZ's right. You obviously have energy you want to get out, which is why you're wrestling and fighting each other. So, yeah, you're going to be in a contact sport if you don't stop. Because that'll get that energy out. And I'm actually Team DZ on this one for sure. I love his advice today.
He's right. But dog.
But how do you get your kids to stop bossing each other around or thinking they're the parent?
Or how'd you do it with your siblings? Because we all got siblings that we had to duke it out with a little bit. Mm-hmm. How'd you get through it with your siblings? What'd y'all do?
You may, Owen.
Talking about sibling relationship, Hudson once died in a dream and I stood up crying in my bed for an hour.
You would be devastated. So. Mm-hmm. 414-533-1037. What would you do? Are you the older sibling or the younger? DZ was the older. I was the younger. We're talking it out. How to stop parenting your siblings. We'll talk about it next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today it was me. I wrote into the show, and I needed your help.
And I'm going to need our voiceover lady to stop offending me. I might make it worse.
Well,
did you hear how good I helped today?
A lot of times you have bad advice. Hudson said, yeah.
My advice today was, mwah, chef's kiss immaculate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hudson and Owen are in here. Last appearance before they go back to school in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I called their agent, me. I'm the momager.
Called their agent.
Boo. I'm the momager around here. And you're doing great, sweetie, by the way. You're doing great. That's a Kris Jenner line.
Keep it up, kid.
Keep it up, sweetie. Oh. You're doing great.
By the way, I'm drinking water out of a wine glass right now.
We know, and we don't know where he found the wine glass.
I've never seen that wine glass ever.
Who put a wine glass in the kitchen?
I have no idea who put it there.
I can't give advice on that, but I gave you advice on something else.
I wanted to know how to deal with my kids who constantly are fighting, and Owen is constantly bossing Hudson around.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly. He thinks he's the man of the house. And you gave some good advice. You said if they don't stop fighting and putting their hands on each other, they're getting in a contact sport, whether they like it or not. That's what they're going to do.
They're going to do it safely. You the young man of the house, not the man of the house. And y'all are the young men of the house together, not one over the other, no matter who's older.
Mommy, I swear if you put me in football, I'm never going to love you again.
Stop it, Cap.
I will absolutely hate you if you put me in the contact
You know what? I'm calling Cap.
Sport.
These are the fights
I'm calling
we
Cap.
Have.
Cap.
This is
so much Cap.
So much.
DZ, look how much DZ played football for years. How great he is.
They're going to knock somebody over once and be like,
I
love it!
I didn't ask, okay? No parents ask if you want to play it. That's not how this works.
Just let us live through you.
Once again, I'm the adult. That's what we're talking about this morning. Let's just go to the phones. Owen, would you like to introduce the callers? He was very specific about this job.
Yes.
Who are we going to first?
Amanda and Racine.
Hey,
girl. Hey.
Amanda she's a triplet.
One of three.
And she's got two boy triplets with her. So
yeah, two boy brothers.
And I have three other siblings, so there were six of us growing up.
So sibling rivalries. Sibling rivalries.
Oh, yeah.
What do I do? How do I get them to stop? DZ actually gave great advice.
Thank you.
You may or may not like my advice, but I think the boys will.
Oh, let's hear it, Amanda.
They just need to go outside. We used to play a bunch of games outside, but my favorite one was we used to have a golf cart, and all of us would cram into that golf cart, driving it around, and if someone didn't fall off, that was odd. Somebody always flew off the golf cart.
So be reckless together.
She's saying to basically get my kids into a car accident. Is that what she's saying?
A golf cart accident.
Hey, got it.
There's a difference. There's a difference, and wear a helmet.
Uh-huh. What happened?
We had a big yard, so it was in the yard.
This isn't 1985.
It
was 2023.
Oh, this isn't 1985, he says.
Look at
it's
him taking shots at us.
Hudson, what does that mean? Does that mean that you don't go outside in 2023? Is that what you're implying? What are you saying?
There's a new generation.
And tell us about them. They don't go outside? Is that what you're telling me?
Because y'all better.
Because that's a lie.
Exactly.
Just last year, a new generation was revealed.
Okay, he's got no point.
All right.
It was the Gen X.
We appreciate you. Bye. Love. Bye.
We have the next caller. Who is it, Owen?
I just have a comment.
Sorry, DZ. Hudson, we have a comment.
Oh, I got you.
Hudson? Go touch grass. Stop researching on the internet and go to the library and actually read books.
I do touch grass.
That's projection. They both need to get off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, next
sounds
caller.
Like somebody's talking to themselves.
Ricky in Plymouth.
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 good try, Ricky.
That's how it's spelled, though. Phonetically, that's smart. Plymouth.
He is spelling it phonetically. You're right.
Plymouth. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. And it's Vicky with a V.
Oh, Vicky. Vicky. Oh, well, our bad, Vicky.
I am so sorry about that, Vicky. That was
you're
my
okay.
I wrote it down wrong, not Owen. That was all
it's
me.
All right.
Vicky, not Ricky.
Vicky in Plymouth. What's going on?
In Plymouth, yes. I'm the middle child of, I have an older sister and a younger sister.
So you're the middle.
And we fought. I mean, I got so mad at my sister one time because she bit the head or took the head off of my Barbie. I literally bit her. Now, boys, I'm not saying that.
Bitter.
Bit the head off the Barbie?
Vicky, bad advice. Vicky, bad advice.
Oh, my God.
I have two boys.
I've actually bit them.
I have a 17, almost 18-year-old.
Oh, bet.
And a 24-year-old. When they were younger, just like Hudson and Owen. Just like them. And my best advice is you two need to, like, really pull it together because you two are all that you have.
Boom.
Aww.
And if, say something, you know, you guys get separated and whatever, you two are really going to regret anything that you say say to each other, anything that you do to each other. You guys are going to feel, like, devastated. So you guys need to really pull it together.
Are you going to be mad? I mean, we're not going to go deep on this show at 7 in the morning, but DZ has lost a sibling. So, like, we're not going to get into details. So, like, I think about
But you got to knock on wood, man. If something were to happen, these are the moments you're going to cherish for the rest of your life. Right. And that's what Vicky's saying.
And Vicky,
these are the moments you love.
I agree with you, Vicky, and I'm pointing that out because these boys don't understand that anything could happen at any moment.
Any moment.
They appreciate each other is my point.
It's a tough call to hear that you don't got a sibling a sibling any longer. You know, it's tough.
You know, so think about that and think about the alternative and how you treat each other.
Exactly.
And I hate to bring up DZ's trauma, but I have to because you don't appreciate
each
other.
I have my own. I have a child who has cancer. So,
we all have our, there's a lot going on.
You never know and you got to cherish what you can. Yeah, right. And right now, these are the moments that when you guys are older, you're going to look back on and be like, man, wasn't that so cool when we did XYZ together? Aww. You remember when we used to get into it? So all of this, man, when you guys are grown out here doing your own things, these are the moments you're going to come back to. Vicky, man, thank you.
Vicky.
You gave me
and
chills.
If you guys want to get aggressive, I mean, I hate to say it, but get on a video game, play together, and go from there. Because that's what my boys do. Even at this age, 17 and 24, they will, like, duke it out in
a
video
game.
Yeah. Bond that way, fellas. Yeah. I love that.
Vicky,
say less.
Oh, yes.
Have a good day.
And thank you to everybody that texted in karate for the boys. People are saying these contact sports are something.
Thank you.
They used to do taekwondo. You should get back into it. You
definitely
guys were good at it.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You guys, let me look up a couple videos. Let me show y'all something. It's not crazy contact, but you guys were going to get so much energy out. Listen, never say never. I'm going to show y'all a video.
I'm in. And good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
ASMR. They want to do ASMR, DC.
Oh, snap.
If you're not on TikTok, you're missing out, let me tell you.
Man,
all right, listen.
Actually, ASMR is awesome.
Honestly. It is cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
103.7 Kiss FM. Surprise! DZ knew this was happening, but Owen and Hudson are here. It is the final appearance of the month. Because I told them they could come once a month, so they came once in June, they came once in July, and once in August, and now it's back to school in a couple of weeks.
Oh, man.
No!
Time flew.
You're going to be in fourth and sixth grade, boys.
What? Like, how is it already like, how is school almost starting? I thought summer started like 7 seconds ago.
It did.
Basically.
It did for everyone, including the adults, but it's already over. So I saw this study, and I don't know, it's been circulating again, DZ, about how much time men spend in the bathroom.
Sure.
And I know that I've heard my sister complain about this.
Yeah.
Because I'm a single mom, so I don't deal with a husband in the bathroom all day long. But my sister does. And she will call me and she'll go, "What is he doing in there for hours with the iPad?" And I go, "He's hiding."
He's hiding.
Like, he's hiding. What do you mean, what is your husband doing in the bathroom for hours?
Maybe he got IBS.
You know he doesn't.
And my kids, do you know?
Trust me, he's my brother-in-law, I know. And my kids don't have IBS, but boy, do they spend a lot of time in the bathroom.
Excuse me, woman. You gals all spend so much time in the bathroom.
Thank you.
You spend like hours in the bathroom with even without technology.
Thank you, Owen.
We're doing something.
No,
you're on technology. I'm putting makeup on, drying my hair. I'm putting perfume and brushing my teeth. What are you doing?
Waiting outside the bathroom door with a full...
He's reading.
Hey,
DZ.
With a full
DZ,
tank.
What is it with guys in the bathroom? Listen, what is it?
I mean, it's got to be a thing because I spend a lot of time in the bathroom,
you
too.
You do, don't you?
I do, and my wife's always like, again?
See?
Again? You got to go to the bathroom again? We're getting ready to walk out the house?
Yeah.
You got to go to the bathroom?
Again?
She's like, we already running late, 20 minutes behind. She's like, okay, we're ready to go to the car? I'm like, yeah, I just got to use the bathroom real quick. And she goes, are you kidding me? So my wife is reeling right now. She's like, ooh,
she
Allie.
She can relate.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Making me crazy.
She loving it. And
7 hours a year hiding in the bathroom is the statistic for men. 7 hours a year.
Y'all aren't that far off.
I'm not hiding. You can come in. They come in and bug me all the time when I'm in the bathroom.
You can come in and bug us too. You're just not going to like the smell. You know?
But I'm not on tech is my point. You guys sit in there.
If we're sitting and we're using the throne and sometimes you get lost in the scroll, let it be. Like, y'all don't do that. How come we can't do that?
I get lost in the scroll sometimes.
Exactly.
I mean.
We just get lost in the scroll every time because going to the bathroom is the only time we get that sanctuary. Y'all get the excuse of, oh, I'm doing my hair. Oh, I'm doing my makeup.
Well,
oh, I'm getting dressed. And yeah, you are, but that is private sanctuary time.
True.
Where you can realistically be unbothered.
He said,
When a man, most men ain't doing all of that, all we get is to sit down and wash our hands. So if we take a little extra minute for ourselves.
I'm being productive. You're not. You're done. You're done going to the bathroom. You're just hanging out at this point.
We don't always have to be productive. Thank you. Thank you, honey boy. We don't always got to be productive.
Sometimes out of the bathroom.
You can use it as a recharge. And that was part of what they said in the study because I found the study you was talking about. They said, male patients in the study consider bathroom breaks to be an opportunity to get away from the bustle of the home, a chance to reset and have some alone time.
My mom didn't read the entire sentence. It says men spend 7 hours a year hiding in the bathroom for peace and quiet.
I read it, I didn't care. Let's be clear.
Let me be direct.
The peace and quiet part is irrelevant to
Look at that.
Get out of the bathroom already.
You just want a little alone time. And so what? Honestly, can I be real?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to spend an extra couple minutes in there because your legs are asleep and you can't stand up.
Oh, I've had that happen. That's fair.
So, to be real, those extra 5 minutes are because I'm getting my legs back.
Men do this. That's because it's every time for you guys.
You're right.
Oh, and once you like actually wake up, there more just comes.
I don't know this problem because I'm not
your
in the bathroom
just becomes
for 7 hours
again
a year.
Once you get your feet to like come back.
So then you just sit back down. You stand up and go, oop, sit back down.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
No.
Points, Hudson.
Oh. All right, we're
DZ,
done.
DZ, I think I have something relatable. You know that feeling when you go to the bathroom?
Oh, God.
You like,
scared.
And then you go number one.
Oh, God.
and then you get out and you still feel like you need to go number one. You go back in, nothing comes out. You go back out, you still feel
it. Is this a guy problem?
Yeah.
It sounds like a bladder infection, Hudson.
I was going to say, bro.
Sounds like an issue.
Maybe we should take you to the doctor.
Maybe we need to go ask if everything's okay.
I don't think, we're going to address that off air.
Owen's like, yeah, same. I'm like, what's going on?
Ditto, bro.
Well, sometimes you just don't have to go, Hudson.
Yeah, sometimes you just think you do.
But then my tank is just like, just telling me, oh, you're full, but then I'm not full.
You know, I learned more about Hudson's tank than I don't need to know this morning. Am I the Jerk is next, everybody.
Yeah.
It is after Smack That.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. This one involves family. Family coming to visit. And then what is expected of them when they leave.
Okay.
Because John wrote into the show.
John.
He wanted to be anonymous because this is awkward because it involves his family.
We gonna call him Lil John?
Lil John, fine. Lil John.
Okay.
Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com is how you can enter and submit to us. He said, hey, Allie and DZ, I'm a 36-year-old single man. I own a small cabin outside of Minocqua. I love it. I love going up there. It's my sanctuary. I go up almost every weekend. Last weekend, my brother and his family came to visit me. And after they left, I noticed that my house was a mess. Their two kids, my niece and nephew, had left food and crumbs all over my house. After they left, I spent the whole night cleaning up after them. They didn't even strip the sheets or anything.
Okay. Turnover service? Did they have the do not disturb sign on the hotel room door?
I feel like this is very rude, and they should have cleaned up and taken all of the sheets off the beds before they left.
Huh.
I find myself still mad days later, and I want to call up.
Ooh.
I want to call up brother.
Oh, you trying to say something.
And light them up for not cleaning up and stripping the sheets.
Lil John trying to get big.
Am I the jerk for being mad that my family didn't clean up after themselves when they left my cabin up north? John. Now, okay, I have some thoughts.
Yeah, let's hear them. What's up?
I go to my sister's, both of their houses, all the time. I never strip the sheets when I leave.
Yeah.
And I leave. And when they come to my house, I don't expect them to strip the sheets because I'm the host.
The stripping the sheets is a little goofy. That's a little too much.
That was too far.
You're like, what, bro? What?
But even like the mess, kids spill stuff. And maybe the mom and dad should have picked it up.
Did you want them to start a load of laundry for you?
I mean, it sounds like it.
They basically.
John sounds like he thought they were going to full on do maid service when they came to visit him. And that sounds crazy.
They were guests. If anything, you're the host and you're the one that's meant to do all of these things. Now, okay, what I will say, the food you got to pick up. The food promotes insects, promotes rodents, and y'all know how I feel about rodents.
Yes.
It's a big no-no for me, dog. I go, and run, right? There, sure, you should clean up after your kids because you see them. You rarely leave your kids unattended with food.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
But the turnover service? Come on. Are you kidding me?
Next level. Like, you wanted me to strip your sheets when I left your house? I don't even do that at a friend's house. I don't do that at a family's house or a friend's house. I leave.
Right. And am I expecting you? Would I like for you to clean up after your kid to the degree of at least getting the food crumbs? Yes. Am I expecting you to sit there and bust the broom out, start mopping, go and get the garbage and take it outside? No. Please put all that down. You a guest in my home. You family especially. Don't worry about that. We're living here. We live, we love, we laugh. That's why we got so many of those signs. We live, laugh, love.
Yes, we do have a lot of those signs, don't we?
So I'm not worried about nobody cleaning nothing. I'm kind of...
You're the host. You don't let people leave and then yell they didn't clean up after themselves after you have them at your house. That's part of being a host. That's why it's a choice.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm personally leaning towards Lil John's a little jerk.
I actually think John's a pretty big jerk.
Really?
I think it's a big jerk.
Okay, because... I understand the desire.
But I also think that the brother and family should have cleaned up the crumbs. I do agree with that.
Because hear me out.
He's tripping, though.
That's his expectation because that's how he probably would be at somebody else's place. You know, he'd be the one taking the sheets off. Now, if we're at an Airbnb says strip the sheets, I'm going to strip the sheets.
Yeah, but
if you're asking for it, you got to ask ahead of time, though, for what you're interested in receiving, what kind of guest you want to stay at your place.
Well, it also makes me wonder, does John go to other people's houses? houses and strip the sheets. I've never had a guest strip the sheets.
Maybe he does. And that's why he's expecting it. Right.
And that's
what I'm saying.
Think about it. I didn't grow up here. So like I have visitors all the time and
people
friends and family.
In.
Never have I had anyone strip the sheets after they stayed at my house ever.
Have you ever told anybody to do it?
No, because it's my job. I'm the host.
Right.
So John wants to know if he's the jerk for being mad that his brother and his brother's family came up with their two kids and he feels like trashed their cabin. It sounds a little dramatic.
They destroyed it.
They didn't strip the sheets or clean up the crumbs I spent all night cleaning.
I'm going to get gnats.
I think John sounds dramatic.
John is hella dramatic right now.
But he likes what he likes
and he understands the way he wants his space kept.
And he's single.
Can you blame him for that?
No.
No.
But then don't invite kids to your house.
Don't invite your family.
That's your
up.
Niece and nephew, man.
But then you're still the jerk because then you ain't inviting family up.
Yeah, see?
I'd love to hear somebody say he's not the jerk and why. Straight up.
Just out of respect, it's got to be 414-533-1037. I would think somebody would think, well, respect just says clean up after yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not the jerk. The family's the jerk.
I guess we're going to find out,
huh? Is John the jerk for being mad his brother and his brother's family didn't clean up after themselves when they left the cabin? They didn't strip the sheets?
How dare they leave crumbs on my table?
We'll take your calls and texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, John wants to know if he is the jerk for being mad that his brother and family came up to his cabin. He's a single man. Came up and he says trashed it. Left their crumbs all over, their food. Didn't strip the sheets. He spent the whole night cleaning.
They barely said goodbye. They didn't even check out.
Hudson said.
I know.
Yeah, so rude.
And by the way, I'm here in part two.
Hudson, just chill. We got to get to the callers.
I'll do my answer first.
Your answer first.
Yeah.
We didn't ask for your opinion, but I would love to hear it, Hudson.
He is the jerk.
Because?
Because, like, if you're going to have family over, they're not supposed to clean up.
Well,
they're not the ones that are supposed to clean up.
Well, that's the argument today. We're going to find out because let's go to the phone.
Let's hit it.
Because I agree. You're the host. You clean up. But Kelly's in Sussex this morning. So let's find out what she thinks. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hudson, say hi to Kelly.
Hello.
Hi.
Owen's in the corner on tech, ignoring us.
He's in a fort.
All right. DZ, we're discussing.
Yeah.
Is John the jerk for not cleaning up or being mad his sister or brother didn't clean up after him?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards yeah. Kelly, what you say today?
I'm going to say he's the jerk. Whether it's right or wrong, the host should expect that they're going to be the ones cleaning up.
Right.
And as far as the bed sheets go, if he did not specifically say, hey, could you strip the sheets? I don't think it should be expected.
100%. That's like a whole other topic. Like, do you expect someone to strip? Never.
Unless you say it on the front end, I'm not going to do it because some people prefer you not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Some people don't want you to touch it. So they'll tell you specifically, don't touch the sheets. I'll take them off. You don't know what that mattress looks like under there?
That's actually true. You don't want them to see your mattress or your pillows.
Or under, don't worry about it. I got it.
Oh, I have a sweat spot on my pillow. I don't want you to see that. Yikes. This is awesome.
I sweat a lot in my sleep, y'all. Don't take my mattress.
Yellow dots everywhere. It. They're going to regret stripping the sheets.
That is the whole thing. That's my whole body sweats.
I love it. I love it. So Kelly says jerk, though.
Yep. Kelly says, you can't expect that.
I agree. John is the jerk for expecting them to do all that, but never know. Let's go to the other phone.
Kelly
Thanks
kicks it off. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Jenna is in Muskego this morning. Jenna, is John the jerk for being mad that his brother and his family didn't clean up after themselves when they left his cabin up north?
No, he is not the jerk.
Oh!
We have a flip. Go
Tell
on.
Tell more.
Every year we go to our friend's cabin in Eagle River and with our friends. And every year I vacuum and I clean up after the dishes. And my friend will yell at me for doing all that work. But to me, it's a way of showing a sign of appreciation and respect for letting them use your house and your boats and your jet skis. And like, we're always happy to help clean up after our mess before we leave. And we do strip the sheets and we do put on new clean sheets before we go home.
Really? Do y'all start a load of laundry too?
Wow.
Yeah, we wash out
no way.
That day and I run the vacuum and my friend will yell at me and I'm like, just shut up. Like, I'm saying, if
I Jenna,
my this way, is my thank you. I hear it.
Jenna's a great house guest.
Listen,
boy.
You treat somebody's space how you'd want your mm-hmm. space to be treated, so I understand it. Mm-hmm. But in most cases, especially visiting friends and family, they are going to tell you not to stop. And you're like, no, I got it. I just
never expect it. Like, yeah. it would be nice if they did it, but if my sister or my parents come to visit, I've never asked them to strip the sheets, yeah. and I would never expect it. And I wouldn't do it at their house. And maybe that makes me the bad guy because Jenna's like the guest of the year over here.
Oh, guest of honor for sure.
I mean, you're the type of guest people want.
Never expected, but always appreciated,
yeah.
right? Right?
Yeah,
would you not go, wow, thank you so much. Now
but
that
John's
you did
mad, but because it was expected. That's where John comes into this. John's saying it's expected.
True. Very true.
And that's what makes John the jerk.
They should leave the house however they found it. If it was clean when they got there, it should be clean when they leave.
I do hear that, though. I do hear that, though. Leave the space the way you found it. No. Boom, Jenna. Boom, shakalaka, Jenna.
Thanks, Jenna.
We appreciate you.
If the sheets were clean when you got there, they better be clean when you go home. Because
Ooh-wee.
The next person that's going to go there doesn't want to sleep in your nasty. So, like,
and you know, with kids, yeah. those sheets ain't clean.
Somebody said...
Exactly.
Have a good day, Jenna. We appreciate you.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
Bye, yeah.
Hudson, stop. The
Jenna
text,
splits it.
The text say, not the jerk. It's not a hotel. Clean up your mess. Somebody else said, having someone use your cabin is different than having someone visit you at your house as far as cleaning. Interesting. I don't know why.
Is it? It's
both...
another living space.
Yeah.
That's your home. Mm-hmm. Is it just because you don't live there 24/7?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why that's different. I don't got
a
cabin.
Somebody else said, he is a jerk. They said, I just stayed at a friend's cabin, and the hosts were like that. If he wanted the sheets stripped, I'd have them not on the mattress when they arrived to set the tone.
Ah, you put your own sheets on, you take your... Ah.
That was a nice little twist on the argument there. I like whoever texted that
set
in.
Set it up for him. Be like, listen.
You want me to strip it?
I ain't your maid. You're going to have to clean up after yourselves, yeah.
Oh, let's go to Jackie in Waukesha for the final vote this morning.
The tiebreaker. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Well, first of all, Jenna can vacation with me anytime if she's going to clean up like that.
Jenna can vacation with anyone anytime at that rate. I mean...
Jenna can just come over.
She can live in my house.
No.
I agree with Jenna.
Hudson said no.
Not the jerk.
Wait, for real?
For real. Okay.
I look at it like this. This is his vacation home. He's there just on the weekends. Maybe it's just my OCD, but I'm pretty sure he keeps his place at a certain standard.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to go up north with family across the street, we would actually bring our own bedding.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, we would bring our own bedding, bring it home with us. I don't know. It's just a certain respect factor.
You sure that wasn't you just wanted your own bedding? Wow.
No.
I have some friends that have come and stayed over. And I'm going to bust my guy out. My guy, Greg, he usually brings his own like bedding sheets, his own pillows.
You're lying.
And I don't
You're
judge
lying.
It. It is what it is. But I'm like, bro, we got pillows. We got sheets. We got it all. Like, you don't got to worry about it.
Stop it. I've never heard anyone that showed up with their own bedding. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this was a thing.
Mm-hmm. My sister
what?
Does.
Thank you.
My sister does, especially if you're a smoker. She won't even bring her bag in your house.
Ah, see?
Particular
allergies.
I think your personal home and your vacation home standards are a little different because...
Why? This is the question,
there.
Though. Why? We asked why they're different, the house and the vacation home. Why,
what
though?
What makes it
because
different?
Because you're only there on the weekends. You're not going to leave there on Sunday with it in shambles. And you're definitely not going to want to spend your whole Sunday before you go back home to work cleaning up after a family that is not yours.
Okay. And you don't want to come the next weekend and have to clean on the front end because you
Correct.
Didn't do it last week. Ah, dang, Jackie.
And the critters and the bugs
Listen.
And stuff.
Oh, Jackie, why are you? She's swaying me right now.
Somebody texted in and said, well, in Muskego, they would say that they're a bit of a highbrow. These people expecting us to clean up after ourselves.
Yo. Jackie funny. Slices it towards not the jerk, and I'm a little surprised.
I am too. Well, thanks for calling, Jackie.
Sure, have a good day, you guys.
You too, later.
Wow, I didn't see it going that way.
Well, wow is an understatement. I am shooketh.
Somebody texted in, up north is different. We bring our own sheets up north too. What?
Oh, up north, hey?
That's
you got to bring your sheets, stay?
This is another discussion too about bringing your own.
Do you bring your own bedding when you travel?
Yeah, that's
crazy. I mean,
crazy.
We've done it at a hotel once or twice because we don't trust like the hotel sheets. I got to be honest.
Nah, well, but I use them anyway. Whoever texted in, I think Allie needs a daily argument that's called What Grinds My Gears? Say less.
What you want to do?
Sounds like daily therapy for Allie. Who's in?
Me.
Me too. All right. Thanks for everybody calling. You can always text in to 414-533-1037. Did you see Luke Combs announce he's playing two nights at AmFam Field?
About to go crazy.
Here he is now with Fast Car, Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Owen and Hudson are in the studio. Last appearance before they go back to school, DZ.
That's right.
I'll take on with the rest.
Excuse us, sir.
What we're talking about on the Hollywood Dirt is about how all these Marvel... Because of the strike, all these Marvel movies are getting delayed.
Oh, go on, Hudson.
I have two movies, but I'll wait for the big one that everyone wants last.
Okay, so Hudson.
So the first one.
Yes. Oh, we don't even need to talk.
It's the Kraven the Hunter movie.
Cut the mic.
It's the R-rated Sony Kraven the Hunter movie.
I don't know what that is. This movie's been delayed?
Yeah, Kraven the Hunter's been delayed.
Originally it was going to come out in October, but now it's coming out in August next year.
What is? Who's in that? Is it somebody I know?
Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, never mind. I asked DZ, but
what you asking me for?
Kraven the Hunter is a Spider-Man villain.
Oh, that's what I needed to know.
And he's going to be in the new Spider-Man 2 video game.
And why have these movies been delayed?
It's because of the strike.
What strike?
The SAG-AFTRA strike.
The actor strike.
Yeah, the SAG-AFTRA strike.
Listen to this kid, Hudson. Yeah. You're not even 10 yet, and you're schooling me on the Hollywood Dirt. I love it.
You don't know about the Screen Actors Guild?
I do, but hearing him say SAG is like killing me.
It's amazing.
Now
I should have asked him what SAG meant.
Oh, I also have before we get on to the next movie.
Yes, Hudson.
It's Spider-Man themed, but some news for Spider-Man. So, Activision, the creators of Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2 is coming out in October.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
Spider-Man 2, we have like 17 Spider-Man movies. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. So it's beyond the Spider-Verse.
Sony.
Oh! Noted.
Yeah, but Sony owns... So Sony...
Sorry, sir.
So Sony owns Activision, and Activision makes the Spider-Man game. Spider-Man 2 is coming out in October.
Okay.
But there was something crazy that just happened.
What, Hudson?
There's some drama.
On what?
So,
drama.
Their competitor.
Competitor?
Microsoft. Mm-hmm. The creators of Xbox.
Uh-huh.
They just bought Activision.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. That's the drama.
That was one long run-on sentence, DZ, but I think I understood it all. Hudson.
Xbox got something on Sony.
Yeah.
Microsoft stole something from Sony. That's what it did. Or bought something.
There's what I picked up from what you taught us on the Hollywood Dirt, Hudson, today. One, I didn't know that there was the Spider-Man villain. What's that movie called again?
Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, Kraven the Hunter. And Sony has made their own Spider-Man universe beside the other Spider-Man movies, like the Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, and Tom Holland.
Let's ask the most important question to DZ that you ask me daily.
But do you know...
Nothing, right? It's like talking to me.
Just wait.
It's like talking to me. He doesn't hear a word you're saying.
How far is the apple falling?
I mean, he is me. Yes, Hudson. What?
But the creators The creators of the Sony Spider-Man universe that has Venom and Kraven. Whoever created it is just stupid.
Okay, Hudson, let's stop with calling people stupid. You're only 9.
Wait.
Okay,
he started the list off. Let me finish it, dog.
Thank you, because
just wait.
Cause it's not just that. Like, Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse is delayed.
Hudson,
Aquaman is delayed.
Wait.
Gran Turismo, the new racing movie, delayed.
Aquaman's
the
delayed?
New Bad Boys that's supposed to come out, delayed.
All these?
The new Karate Kid, delayed.
Wait, stop. There's
the new Ghostbusters, delayed.
Hold on, there's
the
new
Dirty Dancing,
what?
Delayed. Yeah, you didn't even know any of these movies were coming out, did you?
Hudson.
Because they've all been delayed.
Hudson, you didn't tell me there was a new Dirty Dancing. All you told me was about Spider-Man.
It's not in the Marvel Universe.
She didn't know.
It's DC.
Can I talk about Spider-Man?
No, because we're out of time. However, I appreciate all of the fantastic news you just told us. Hudson, you just educated me on a lot of Spider-Man stuff. And can we end with this?
Yeah.
Ask DZ the same question you ask me every third day, which is, who's your favorite Spider-Man?
Who's your favorite Spider-Man?
Miles Morales, no question.
Same.
Hey.
Oh, I forgot I was on the air. Hello. My bad. I'm talking to my children. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live. from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And by the way, Pentatonix tickets are coming up at 8:40-ish.
Minutes away.
Mm-hmm. So, this morning, Owen and Hudson are here. Good morning, my love.
Good morning.
That's Owen. Hudson, this is Owen's time, but you can say hello, Hudson.
Hello.
I had to separate them on the air because DZ knows this. Our listeners, they fight on the air. Like, they get mad when one doesn't get to talk because the other one's talking.
They're competing for airtime. I get it.
I get it, man.
We get it.
They should just be excited their mom's on the radio and they have a microphone to start with. I mean, this is... I would have killed if my mom or dad was on the TV or the radio
Something
when I was a
cool.
kid. This would have been cool. So, Owen, it's your time to shine.
Woohoo!
I wanted you to come talk with me this morning and DZ as well, because currently we have an obsession, DZ.
Mm-hmm. What's the obsession right now?
Transformers. Same with me.
I'm starting
to get into more of like a little bit more adult obsessions. Like last time it was Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
The more mature obsessions.
He's going to be in sixth grade. He's turning 12.
I see that mustache coming in.
Oh,
you know what's funny? He really is getting facial hair.
I see that mustache coming in.
He really is getting facial hair.
Well, he thinks I'm lying. I see that. It's blonde, but I see it.
We were at the pool one day and I go, do you have a mustache?
You got some on your upper lip, honey.
What?
Went to rub it, said...
Hair. You got armpit hair yet? No, I'm kidding. Okay, so Owen's getting older and he is into more mature things now.
Natural, of course.
We're starting to see PG-13 movies together. He's going to be 12. Hudson over here, 9.
Yeah.
I want to talk for a second.
We're talking to Owen about Transformers.
Quick thing.
Yes, Hudson.
Bumblebee's the best Transformer.
Thank you. Love the input.
All right, bye. Your opinion will not be tolerated in the Transformers franchise.
Great.
Some people agree.
But I wanted to talk about something I noticed when watching Transformers.
What's the word?
With Owen. He loves to explain to me, DZ, because you've seen them all, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them all.
The majority of them, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure I haven't seen some of the episodes of the TVs and some of the foreign films that they've dropped. I'm like, I haven't probably seen everything, but I've seen a lot of Transformers.
You feel like if I said a character, you would know who Bumblebee was.
Of course.
Like, I know who Bumblebee is. I know who Optimus Prime is.
Of course.
There's a lot, though, I wouldn't know if you said, tell me what this Transformer looks like. I would have no idea.
Oh, now describing them, another thing.
Okay.
Knowing the name, I do.
Well, we're watching, what Transformers did I rent the other day?
Transformers The Last Night, which we haven't finished yet.
The Last Night, thank you. And in it, Owen informed me about one of the Transformers. I was in shock at how awesome they did with basically the characters. Who's the character, Drift?
So Drift is a triple changer, which can transform into, I think, maybe a Bugatti and a racing helicopter.
He was
originally a Decepticon.
Which means he was one of the bad guys.
Bad guys.
I learned that watching that Decepticons are the bad guys.
Technically.
But tell him why I thought Drift was so cool.
Technically, Decepticons aren't the bad guys. They've just been corrupted by the Fallen. They really just wanted equality for all of Cybertron.
Got it.
By taking over everybody else, though. They were corrupted
by the bad guy, the Fallen.
Ah, got it. Okay.
That's why they're
spin
evil.
It however you want.
My misunderstanding.
So, we all have different perspectives, I guess. Drift is one of the Transformers, and I was blown away when you told me what he does.
So, Drift was a Decepticon. He's now an Autobot, and since he has all this, like, anger built up,
mm-hmm.
he actually does meditation.
Oh.
One of the Transformers meditates.
That's cool.
That's amazing. And as Owen's telling me, one of his superpowers is he meditates to deal with his anger. I thought, wow.
Was that in the movie?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I watched this
maybe
film.
Maybe it wasn't. How did you know that?
Because it was in the movie. Drift was meditating. He was on, the sword was inside on the ground. He was on the tip of his sword, which I have no idea how his sword was holding him up. But basically, he was twirling around on his sword, meditating, like, you know, saying things about calmness.
Mantras. Yeah, repeating some mantras to help calm himself.
DZ, this is how we intertwine mental health in movies, and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, to see that, and because I watch with them, but
right.
I'm not as into Transformers. When he told me one of the Transformers is a guy who's so angry he has to use meditation to calm down, I thought, that is so mental health aware. Like,
yep.
they're sliding it in there without saying it.
Well, and it,
I
it,
love
It's amazing. Something that stood out to me is that our youth picked up on that. Because I watched the film. I remember it.
Okay.
It went right over my head. I didn't think twice of it. It was just a part in the movie. Because I don't even recall it. Now I want to go back and make sure. I'm like, not that I'm doubting you, Owen. I believe you 100%. But I'm going, how did I miss that?
Isn't it crazy?
And why did I not pay attention more to that? Because that is a great point.
They have so much more awareness with mental health, DZ. I'm telling you. Because, again, I was half watching. And I heard him say, the Transformer meditates. And I go, what?
What?
What do you mean it meditates?
Goofrapa.
That's amazing.
Goosa.
I love it.
And there.
Why do you think your generation is so much better with mental health? I thought maybe you'd have some amazing.
We just are.
I don't care. Let's just talk about Transformers.
Speaking of Transformers mental health, So the Seekers, Transformers made by the Fallen to try and find the transwarp key. All the Seekers are sold. They have dementia, and a couple Transformers in Europe also have dementia, and it's people think that they're also Seekers because they're old and also falling apart.
Okay, interesting.
You lost me there, Poppy. I ain't even gonna lie to you,
DZ,
man.
Thank you for saying that because as well, this is where I nod my head. They think I'm not listening, and I go, but I am listening. I swear.
That's a new piece of information. I don't think I knew that Transformers had dementia.
Honestly, and I didn't know that they use meditation.
Would it be transmension? Because they're Transformers?
I am. Maybe.
But I'm sorry. That was terrible. Dad joke.
It's fine. I'll appreciate it. If you want to point out any kind of mental health moment in a movie or a TV show, like the one I just pointed out, I'm more than happy to let you call and share it. Or you can always text it at 414-533-1037. Because it was just one of those things I thought was so cool. And I thought, man, this is how we're addressing mental health without being so in your face about it.
I got one.
What?
I got one that I know and I joke about all the time. And speaking of, you know, movie delays, the Bad Boys franchise, Martin Lawrence's character.
Yeah.
Woosa. Ooh, he rubs his ear. Woosa.
He's got like a coping.
Little coping meditation. Close his eyes. Woosa. That's a mental health point that, boom, huge movie moment. Never thought it being an actual nod to mental health on him needing to take a moment. Woosa. Wow.
He knew how to calm himself down.
Owen, I appreciate you for bringing this conversation up, man, because this is huge. Mental health in movies is important to represent appropriately.
It is.
Woo-saw. What's your woo-saw in your movies?
And to just have it so naturally in the movie where adults, like you said, didn't even put it together that he's meditating.
Nope.
There's a Transformer meditating to get rid of his anger.
Wow.
That is so 2023. I'm so proud of that moment, and I didn't even know it existed until Owen told me.
Yep.
That's cool. We will take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. Kiss FM. Talking about how my son Owen, who's going into sixth grade in a couple of weeks, just pointed out to me, DZ, that one of the Transformers meditates because he's got a lot of anger. And when he gets angry, he meditates.
Shout out Drift, man.
I couldn't believe that they have a Transformer who meditates. That is so mental health aware. And I was so proud of that when Owen showed me that. Yes, Owen.
I also picked out two comments from the message stream that I thought interesting.
Oh, okay. He wants to read some of our texts that we got.
Which you can always text 414-533-1037.
Mm-hmm. The first one was that to make the factions easier to follow, the Decepticons' eyes are red, the Autobot eyes are blue.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And other factions, like the mercenaries,
faction? Oh, I don't know what a faction is.
A faction is basically such as like the Decepticons,
like a
that's
branch.
A faction.
Oh, got it. So you like the text that pointed out that the bad guys and Transformers, their eyes are red, and the good guys are blue. That does make it easier to follow, actually. I don't know if I ever knew that about Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
And lesser known fact, the factions that aren't Decepticons or Autobots that are just like branched off, they're green.
Okay. Well, somebody else texted in and said Deadpool, he also meditates. I don't know if I knew
that. Deadpool does meditate.
That's a huge mental health thing too.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, but DZ, this is actually my point, is that it should be intertwined and people don't realize it. It shouldn't be so obvious where it just becomes a part of our lives. Like, meditation is a great way to calm down. It's a healthy way versus all the other bad things we do or the internal. Internalizing. Here's a way to not internalize.
And there's so many ways to meditate where you don't got to feel like, you know, you're taking care of yourself. You could just close your eyes for a moment and not think about it or think about it, right? Mm-hmm. Ooh, meditation is good. Another one?
Marissa called in from Milwaukee. She hung up, but she wanted to call and tell us that Apparently, there's transformers in the Dells, like set up outside of the big White House right now. You know, the big upside down.
Oh, the upside down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Upside down White House.
Yeah, she said there's some transformers out there.
That's fire. Mm-hmm. Boys, looks like we're going to the Dells.
I love it. Other texts, we see them all coming in, and somebody said, hello, I noticed that in the second Frozen movie, you can see Rapunzel and Flint. Huh? Hmm? I don't get it.
Huh.
Anyway, but I do see the one that says Deadpool meditates. Back to that one.
Dog, and straight up, anger management.
Yeah.
You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With Adam Sandler and...
Jack
Nicholson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jackie boy.
That's right.
Goose Fraba. Goose Fraba. Whatever that means, right?
That was how he calmed down.
That was a little mantra. Goose Fraba.
Yes, Owen.
I also know that one of the Transformers, Hound, actually has ADHD or something.
Oh!
He has so many guns, and he can't pick which one to use, so he keeps throwing them away to use others. Like
I don't think that means he has ADHD unless they say that.
Focus on one.
Well, that would be ADHD, yes, the focus issue.
Can't focus on
maybe,
only
you. You know what?
One.
Maybe you should be a therapist and start diagnosing the Transformers. Maybe he will be the therapist to the Transformers.
I see it, kid.
I see it, too. You got this, though.
I believe in you.
Keep being smart and paying attention to mental health, okay? Because it's going to matter, especially as you're entering middle school.
I know that's right. Mm-hmm. For real,
middle school's tough.
Boy.
But it's fun, too, okay?
It's tough for everybody, not just you.
That's right.
I promise you.
Got it? Yep. You have to talk because we're on the radio. He's nodding. He's like,
Another one that...
He just wants to keep reading text. Never mind. Somebody said, doesn't the Hulk meditate?
Yeah.
Does the Hulk?
The Hulk does meditate. The Bruce Banner Hulk does. Yeah, it's how he keeps his calm, how he keeps his center, how he keeps himself from hulking out.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy.
And somebody else texted in. It says, Naomi on Netflix is a cartoon that touches on depression and the thought on suicide.
Oh, wow.
So we do have more stuff. Okay, good. This is great. I love it. People pointing out some of these where you can see it.
You know what's something else you can always do to like just help calm yourself down?
Listen to music.
And sing.
Sing.
Sing. Sing. Sing. Sing.
Sing. Sing.
Sing. Sing. Sing.
Sing. Sing. Sing.
Sing.
Sing.
Sing.
Sing.
Sing.
Sing.
Sing.
Not Hudson, I called him the wrong name. Owen, sorry, my love. We're giving away Pentatonix tickets, and they're an a cappella group. You know what a cappella means?
What?
Sing, sing, sing,
sing, sing, sing,
sing, sing, sing.
You have no music behind you. There's no music when you sing. It's
you
just
sing
your
in unison.
Voice. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Anyway, he doesn't care. Okay, let's take...
We care.
We care.
Y'all care.
He's laughing. Caller number 30 right now is going to go see Pentatonix when they come to town at the end of the month, because on the 31st, they're going to be at AmFam Insurance Amphitheater. So caller 30 at 414-533-1037. You're going to see Pentatonix.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.